Curtis's camp query of the day reminded me about a question I had when I was driving in this morning. Do you believe that Gerard Mayo is still pissed?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
100%. He'll be pissed till the day he dies.
Yeah.
I would be.
Absolutely. I
mean, they ruined his reputation.
He's got a check coming in. And
yeah, but they...
They embarrassed him. And in the way in which some players, not all, speak about the difference from last season to this season, like, it's a hit after hit for him.
But that's what it was. I mean, that's what they're not making that up to make him look bad. That's their experience.
Yeah, ready to burn some cash.
If they had invested money in the way they did this year, last year, don't you think that there's a chance Gerard Mayo is still employed as the
young Thundercat?
Yeah. They ruined his reputation more than anything. Because
they ruined it or he ruined it?
No, they ruined it. Because think about this. Prior to him, and, you know, Curtis and I were going back and forth about it, and Curtis was right, is prior to him becoming the head coach of the Patriots, like, he was the hottest thing out there.
Yeah.
He was interviewing.
He was always mentioned every time there was an opening, head coaching-wise. And
he was interviewing in Carolina. It was like, oh, Mayo's the guy. People were like, oh, Mayo's the guy. You can't let him go nowhere. Yeah. Do whatever you got to do. Like, he was the hottest thing out there. And they ruined his reputation in the sense of, not only, did he struggle as a coach? Yeah, he had some issues, you know.
As any first-year head coach probably would have.
Right, self-inflicted, yes.
Ah, neutralized. Bam.
But, like, he don't even coach no more.
So as an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
What do you think he's doing? Just kind of hanging out? And
I bet no one will hire him.
Spending the money, like, lounging in the pool?
Yeah, and I bet
he's on Cameo.
I bet because of the way...
Young Thundercat.
It ended here. I bet no one would hire him.
Like, which is terrible. And it's also, I mean, doesn't a bit of it fall on Kraft, though? If you hear those players talk about the difference between last year and this year, how long did Kraft say he knew that Gerard Mayo was going to be the guy?
Like
5 years?
Thunder.
So if you knew he was going to be the guy for 5 years and he wasn't ready for that role, that really falls on your owner.
Well,
and don't you guys think, like, there is the Harbaughs, if you want to say that, you want to say Tomlin, Andy Reid, there's a handful of coaches that are big parts of the reason why their teams win. But, like, the coach of the Bengals, what's his name?
Zach Taylor.
Like, he has Joe Burrow when he got to a Super Bowl. Like, overwhelming majority of successful teams are brought there because the front office did their job, invested, and they have really good players. And then there are some coaches that are so bad they cause you to lose. But the vast majority of the coaches in the NFL are in that middle area where if the owner invests and they have the right quarterback, they'll win.
But even with the coaches, you have to give your head coach, even if your team struggles the first year, you got to give him a little bit of an opportunity, a little bit of a runway, and then you got to give, like Curtis is right, some pieces. They gave Mayo no pieces and zero runway.
Well, they're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
978 text says, if I were Mayo, I would have quit right after I came on this show and said we're going to burn some cash, and then they made me walk it back.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Yeah. They kind of did him dirty on that one.
Yeah, they handcuffed him at every turn. And so, and now
he couldn't start the quarterback he wanted.
So if you're,
like, how do you not blame Kraft for that?
If you're another team and you're like, all right, should we hire Mayo? They're probably looking at it and going, you see how it ended in New England? Stay away from that
But
guy.
Wouldn't you think people would pick up the phone and call Kraft? I would hope that Kraft would give him
a good
review, like something. Yeah.
Well, he didn't give a good review to Belichick. I don't think he'll give a good one to Mayo.
But what do you think? He asked them to write him a recommendation letter when they fired him as soon as the game ended?
Young Thundercat.
The hardest part is, where else is he going to get a recommendation letter?
Well, he can't get one from Bill either.
Right.
Call Jelani Tavai. He'll give him a pretty good one.
Yes, he will.
And if Will Campbell sucks, that final game against the Bills will go down in infamy.
It looks
even
so
worse.
Bad.
You had the first pick of the draft, and all of a sudden Joe Milton turns into Troy Aikman.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
The one thing Kraft has never been shy about spending. He doesn't care how much it costs.
Well, I don't know. We haven't seen. I mean, he paid him out on his salary. I don't call that.
All coaches get
Kraft
that, though.
Don't mind making things go away with a little bit of cash. Sign a player? Not so much. So I just got to ask, and now, Curtis, I hope this doesn't divulge into, like, you know, Roethlisberger in 19, whatever.
No, right? We're all good. Like, what's on your mind, Derek?
Okay. So Andy Hart's on your station 2 days ago telling everyone that he thinks maybe the offensive line could be worse. So I love this time of year. It's a great time of year. Everyone's optimistic. But you're blowing through 9 stop signs to get to the fact that they're going to win 10 games. You don't really know if this kid May is it or not. He had some abysmal turnovers. And if, to be honest, you bring up Mayo. If I'm Mayo, I'm saying this kid cost me my job. We had 3 games we could have won. This kid gave them away with abysmal interceptions. So you've already anointed him, clearly, because you got them at 10 wins. You've already said that the offensive line is definitely going to be better than last year. I told you already a week ago, I don't think so.
You can't,
this kid Moses.
You can't figure anything. At training camp, you can't figure out whether the line is going to be good or the line stinks. Like, it drives me nuts.
You'll know next week. Next week when you go and you're up against Washington, you'll have a good idea of what's what.
But it's
if Cole Strange can actually play football.
Oh,
or
I don't
not.
Think he's going to start, Derek. That's the funny part.
I mean, let's go over the 10-win teams.
So then how is the line?
Let's go over the 10-win teams last year in the AFC. The Broncos and Bo Nix went 10-7.
That team was good.
The Chargers won 11 games.
That team is good.
The Steelers won 10 games.
Not so good.
The Patriots are as talented or more talented than those teams. I don't think that's
no,
a crazy statement.
Curtis,
they're not more talented than the Chargers and Broncos.
They're not.
If the Patriots hosted the Broncos in week 1, what's the line?
Broncos by 4.5, probably.
In Foxborough?
Yes.
What?
Yes. The Broncos might have the best defense in football.
Yeah, I would agree the Broncos would be the favorite.
And Bo Nix threw 29
Curtis,
touchdown passes last
year. They don't have talent, buddy.
But listen, Derek. Listen, it's simple. The great thing about the world we live in, and our boy LB told us it, is the Google machine. It is simple. So I'll ask the question to the room. You just tell me which one you think is better.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Michael Owenu or Will Campbell?
I am hoping that Will Campbell is.
Okay. Michael Owenu, Will Campbell. Is it anybody else?
At left tackle?
At tackle.
Tackle I would put Campbell at tackle over Owenu.
Okay. So Okafor or Moses?
Moses. He parted the Red Sea.
I don't know. He might leave the team too. I don't know.
And Okafor left the team after week 1, right?
I always side with the olds.
All right, so you would say Moses, right?
Yes.
Zolak or Sosi?
Not the Michael Jordan NBA. Not Michael B. Jordan that we love from Sinners and Black Panther.
Well, Greg hated
Sinners stunk.
Michael Jordan, just guy, left guard, or Cole Strange / Wilson. Who would you?
Jared Wilson.
Okay. Landon Roberts or Michael Owenu at guard?
Wait, who? Who is that? Who is that?
Landon, is it Roberts?
That was the former linebacker of the Patriots.
Robinson.
Layden Robinson,
excuse me. Layden Robinson. Sorry about that.
On Owenu, I would go there.
Owenu. And then Andrews Bradbury.
Okay.
Because that is your offensive line from week 1 of last year versus your potential offensive line for week 1 or this year.
I think it's better.
Exactly. When you look at it on paper and you go over the names.
And you use the Google machine.
And you use the Google machine. Yeah. That was the starting offensive line against the Cincinnati Bengals last year.
Yeah.
So
Wiggy, I agree. It should be better. But again, there's a lot of question marks.
No, but
the Patriots win total in Vegas is 8.5. The Broncos and Chargers is 9.5. You guys are talking to me like one's the 72 Dolphins.
Because they play in the same division, Curtis. Like that's why.
Okay.
So that means they play the Chiefs and each other 4 times.
Right. And the Raiders who stink.
Raiders
we gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back.